I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With Burma's election just weeks away, observers won't be allowed in to watch. The government says they can monitor the November 7th elections all by themselves. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says the government's afraid of what will be reported. A VBB contact inside the country tells Klein,
"The leader of an area will have like a town hall meeting and tell the people, if you don't vote for the military government, they're going to cut off our water, electricity, they're going to raise the prices on everything. So we have to vote for them."
The government continues to kill opposition. Despite that, there are many turning to Christ. Funding is needed to help the over 1 million displaced. Meanwhile, about 3,000 patients, most of them kids, get medical help from Bite Cure International Hospital in Zambia every year. Many of them come from poor families. But Cure Zambia's Women's Empowerment Program is providing opportunity for these families. Mothers of patients are learning to make jewelry, purses, and tie-dye products while their kids receive life-changing medical care. Pray God will use Cure's ministry in Zambia to introduce many people to Christ. And the recent global economic uncertainties have had ripple effects everywhere. Creating wide-scale change comes through the gospel, which also creates a new challenge. Church plant models used by Grace Ministries International are effective, but GMI's Sam Vinton says growth presents a sustainability issue when a church plant becomes a church organization.
Are we creating projects which can be sustained by the nationals, or are we developing something that we will be taking care of as long as we have any connection with the national church?
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic missionary biography. It's Jungle Pilot. It's the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint, martyred in Ecuador at the hands of the Guarani. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.